You're listening to the Master Passive Income Podcast Network. Welcome to the Master Passive Income Show. My name is Dustin Heiner, and I'm here to help you learn how to quit that J-O-B, that just over broke job, by investing in real estate so you never ever have to work a job again. And today, I am super pumped to bring on somebody who has been investing since 1998 and has now started growing out to where now she is now investing out of state, working with us at Master Passive Income to build the business first, and she's going to show you how she's grown her business and scaled it even more and how you can do it as well. All right, let's start the show.
Welcome to the Master Passive Income Podcast, where we talk about investing in real estate with a special focus on making enough money so you can quit your job and live the dream life. And now, here is your host, Dustin Heiner.
What's up? Super blessed as always to have you here with me on the show. Now, I am super pumped about you and getting you to invest in real estate. So last week, I shared a testimonial, basically interviewed one of my students that has now become successful in their real estate investing. And today I'm bringing on another student. And the reason why that I keep bringing on students, or that I enjoy bringing on students, is because honestly, these are regular, everyday people. I would say normal, but I usually get people say like, oh, who's normal? What's actually normal? Which is kind of a weird way to say that. Maybe they're not a normal person, the people saying that. But anyways, well, there's regular people. Think of us, like the people that I bring on my show, as well as myself, just a regular, everyday person. And that's what I want. Like a next door neighbor that just says, hey, I figured out something. Let me share it with you. That's why, oh my goodness, this is literally our, and I always say literally, I do, but it's awesome that this is our 404th episode. We've hit over 400 episodes, and I am so pumped that you are here listening with me. I've had so many people reach out to me on Instagram saying, Dustin, I've binged your entire episodes, like your entire podcast, all the shows, and I invested just from your podcast. And I said, that's exactly why I have it. And so that's what I love, is seeing you be successful. Now, when I bring on my students, it's to encourage you that, you know, these aren't social media influencers. These aren't people who are trying to, you know, sell a course or anything, but my students, they are here saying that it's absolutely possible. And my student that I'm bringing on right now, she's been a part of Master Passive Income for a number of years now and is doing so amazingly well, and just continues to be a part of everything that we're doing. Oh, and if you want to reach out to me on Instagram, you can find me, the Dustin Heiner, T-H-E, Dustin Heiner. And no, I'm not that arrogant to be the only Dustin Heiner. In fact, it's actually funny. That's the only handle I could come up with, because apparently somebody else had Dustin Heiner, so I couldn't do that. But the Dustin Heiner. But just reach out to me. Send me a DM. Let me know how you are doing in your investing. That's why I have this show, is so I could connect with people. I love helping people. I love serving people. And that's why I'll be completely honest and say that it was probably 2019. I was very close to quitting basically everything with podcasting, everything with Master Passive Income. I was getting bored. I was really getting bored because I was doing podcasts, which was fine, but I wasn't connecting with anybody. I wasn't talking to people. I didn't have students that were, you know, we were getting together in our live, you know, big conferences, which our next conference is coming up, which I'll share in just a second. But it was when I started the membership that I got a fire again about helping people to invest in real estate. Because before that, in 2019, you know, people were buying my courses, which was fine. You know, I didn't want their money. I make my money through real estate. I wanted them to be able to pay money so they have skin in the game to make them finish the course. But sadly, very sadly, about 20% of people would finish the course because they did not have the coaching. They didn't have the community. They didn't have all these other things that my students currently have now. And in 2019, I created the membership. We call it the Income Builder Membership, that we're basically building out income so that we now are able to become financially independent. And so because I've now coached over thousands of people to invest in real estate, we have so much in our community that everybody, honestly, they keep staying. They come back to the conferences. They go to the masterminds. And it's all for me to help you to get around other people. All for me to help you to become a successful investor. But that's why I bring on my students. Now, my student I'm bringing on She's been doing phenomenally well. She lives in Southern California, and it's really, really hard to invest in there, but she is, and she's going to share with us how she's done it. She's come to my conference, which now it was called the Real Estate Wealth Builders Conference, and we've changed it now to the Income Building Live, because I realize if you're investing for wealth, you're not necessarily going to get income, but if you invest for income, you will always get wealth. And so we wanted income builders. That's what we are. That's why I created my software, incomebuilder.io. Go and get your free account. Go to incomebuilder.io. I'll probably put the link in the description, but go ahead and get that as well, because I just want to, you know, get it for free. And I want to help you, but come to my Income Building Live. If you go to incomebuildinglive.com, if you go to also rupcon.com, points everybody back over to the event, but it's going to be in Nashville. Yay, Nashville! Like, I'm super pumped. I just kind of jumped right here. So we had people say, hey, Dustin, you were at St. Louis a couple of years. Can you pick a different city? I was like, yeah, I just moved to Nashville. Let me go ahead and have our large event, get 400 or 500 people, all amazing real estate investors coming together, helping each other out at the Income Building Live Conference. Now, it's going to be March 19th through the 16th. The 19th through the 21st. And the tickets are, like, it's a quarter of the price, like 25% of what the price is going to be. So it's really, really low right now. So go ahead and go to incomebuildinglive.com and you'll be able to get your pass right now. But you need to be with me and like basically so many of my friends, like amazing real estate investors that are my friends that are influencers. They have their own coaching, they have their own courses, and they coach people how to do that. They see the vision of helping people, so they come and be a part of the conference and do educating and teaching and showing you how to invest. But the great thing is you network with other people, and you'll see me walking down the halls. I love hanging out with people in the hallways and just getting to know where you are, how you are investing. That's one of my favorite things is, how can I serve you? So that's how I can serve you. You come to my Income Building Live conference. Your life's going to be changed. Every single year, we have everybody's life changed, and they come on stage the next year saying, hey, I got my first property. I got my 10th property. I want you to be there. Go to incomebuildinglive.com. We're going to be able to get you in front of everybody, like get you networked with all the other investors, meet all the other amazing expert investors, like all the Master Passive Income hosts on our shows. You're going to be meeting everybody. The goal is to help you become amazingly successful and become financially independent. Just like all of my students, our goals are to become financially independent. Now, you're also going to meet Christina. Christina comes to all of our events. She's absolutely amazing, and she's helping her family to invest as well. But let me bring on my student, and she's going to share with you how she is investing and how she has seen so much growth in her investing because she puts her effort in getting around the right people, getting in the right room, coming to the Income Building Live Conference, and being around Master Passive Income. All right, let me bring on my student, Christina Garcia, super amazing lady. She's going to share with you how she invests in real estate. Here we go. Christina Garcia, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Dustin, for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Man, this is terrific, Christina. So you and I have been working together for a little while now, and seeing you buy the next property and then the next property is just so terrific. What got you started investing in real estate?
Well, I started back when I was very young. I was 21 years old. I was single, and I purchased my first triplex back in, I believe it was October 1998. It was locally here where I live in Inglewood. So I felt comfortable purchasing it here. And then in May of 2001, I purchased a single residence where we're living currently, same right next door to the triplex. So I was, and then my oldest sister moved to North Carolina. So me and my husband decided to purchase a property in Gardner, North Carolina, and she helps us manage the property. So then we took a long time from, I think it was from 2009 until 2020 when we purchased another property in Burlington, Kentucky. And also I was hearing your podcast, and I was getting more encouraging, more motivating. So I came out of my comfort zone, and we have a brother-in-law that lives in Florence, Kentucky. So he helped us a little bit with that property, but we managed that property. And then last year I repurchased two properties, one in March of last year in Akron, Ohio. And then the other one, I believe it was in October in Akron, Ohio as well. And, you know, what really got me, you know, excited and pumped is hearing your podcast, listening to the, you know, monthly get-togethers where everybody shares different ideas. And, you know, I'm really fortunate, you know, to listen to you and learn from you. And I was able to, you know, go through your program, still learning. And that's where I met one of the property managers that I hired, and he manages two other properties in Akron, Ohio.
That is terrific. And the fact that you started really young and buying a triplex, I commend you on that. And, you know, being able to do it on your own. And that is so awesome. And then now seeing you grow and develop. So you found me on the podcast. That's so cool. Now you're on the podcast actually sharing your how well you're doing.
Yes. Correct. Thank you. Yes.
That is great. Okay. So what would you say is one of the harder parts about investing in real estate and doing it successfully? Because anybody could buy a property and try to find a tenant. But what would you say was one of like a hurdle and something that you were able to get over by, you know, either listening to the podcast or jumping on the coaching calls? What would you say that really helped you?
I would say I learned my lessons, and also listening to a podcast. One of the biggest lessons was when we purchased a property in Burlington, Kentucky. You know, the house looked beautiful from inside, beautiful from outside. It seemed like it was ready to move in. But we made the mistake of not hiring a property inspector. And also I did another mistake of not hiring a property manager first. So when, you know, I did all of the screening, I put the property online, and, you know, I was communicating with the future tenants. And we it seems that the property had plumbing issues. Really, a lot of plumbing issues, where there was a lot of water coming out into the basement, and there was just a lot of problems. So we hired a company, and they didn't fix the problem. And so we had to hire another person to fix the problem. So I finally fixed the problem. But it was definitely, you know, a nightmare for at least 2 months. Yeah. So that's one of my biggest lessons. You know, it's better to get a property inspector. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Property inspector and a property manager. So I've done both of those where I didn't do it right the first time. In fact, the first time that I did it, I didn't hire the right property manager. And the property manager started stealing from me, let alone being incompetent. You know, it was like, it's just the worst case scenario. And now realizing that building the business and finding the right people first was so helpful for me. Talk about what it's like to build the business first and how Master Passive Income and showing you like, okay, we got to build the business first. We also have students that have already done it before you. So probably utilize some of these property managers. Talk about that process.
For me, I would look at the list of the property managers that are on the list on your program. And also look at the city that they're located and look at that city and that state on Zillow and see the properties there. And then also I would either like send an email to that.
And I want to pause for a quick second and share that. Honestly, I really want you to invest in real estate. Now, my new goal is to help 1 million people invest in real estate. So two things I would ask from you. Number one, if you get anything out of this episode, please share it with somebody else. Just say, hey, you know, check out Dustin at Master Passive Income. He really wants to help 1 million people to invest in real estate. That's number one. Number two, I want to get you to invest in real estate. Get my real estate investing course absolutely for free. Text the word rental. RENTAL to 33777. Rental to 33777. I'll literally give you my course, show you how to find an area of the country to invest, how to build the business first. You know, I always talk about that, and how to find the right properties, how to make sure you're getting experts to do the work for you, and scale the business to where you're making $250 or more in passive income. Scale it up to quit your job. I'll literally get to you, or go to masterpassiveincome.com/free course. Obviously, it'll be in the description, but I really, really want you to invest in real estate, because the more that actual, normal, everyday people own real estate that are good landlords, the better everybody's life gets.
Property manager, and ask, what does he think about the area? What does he think about the house? You know, what's the crime rate? And ask him questions, you know, to make sure, you know, that property manager is going to be able to manage that property. So, you know, I could have like a peace of mind, you know, that's a first step also. And then if we know we do like the property, the you know, the second step is obviously to make an offer with contingencies, with requiring that, you know, we're going to get a property inspector to inspect the property. And, you know, that way we'll know which issues or problems that property has. And we can decide either to lower our offer or have the seller to fix any repairs or to see if we could get into an agreement.
That's so great because you've learned and implemented so much in the business model. Now, the ones that you bought, a lot of people would think, okay, Christina bought it right next door to her and she bought, you know, she's right next to her, but I can't afford that. And I hear about this investing out of state. What are your thoughts? Like, what would you suggest or your insights into investing out of state?
You know, it is normal and natural to feel nervous and to have self-doubts and to be, you know, fearful. But, you know, in the future, it's going to be worthwhile because, you know, you interview the property manager, you get a property manager that's recommended, and you ask questions about the area, what kind of schools are there around there, and what is the crime rate. Just ask a lot of questions to become knowledgeable of if it would be a good investment. And, you know, how much is that property going to rent for? What would be like the amount that property is going to rent for? That's also a good question to ask the property manager. And, you know, also make sure, you know, you hire the right property inspector as well, you know, to make sure you know what issues and problems that house has.
Yeah, you're asking all the right questions because you can guess. Like people say, well, Zillow says it can rent for this much. And like, well, that Zillow's not an expert. All they're just doing is taking information, data, and then trying to sell you it. Now, what I found is that when we talk to the experts, the people living there on the ground, ask them, how much is it going to rent for? More than likely, they're going to know. They're going to know better than Zillow. In fact, a lot of the companies that share this is how much it rents for, they look at the zip code, the entire zip code, which there's so many different types of properties and zip codes can be huge. So we don't do that, but we utilize the property managers. Now, what was the first property in 2020 in Ohio? Talk us through getting that first property. How much did you buy it for? How much is the passive income and anything else you could share on that?
The first property in Akron, Ohio, it's 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms. And I believe, I don't even remember, it was a while ago. We made a cash offer. I believe it was $110,000, I believe. And I believe we purchased it for like about $93,000. It was a really nice home with a garage. And, you know, before that, we made the offer. You know, I asked the property manager, what do you think about the area? And what do you think about the house? And, you know, he said it was a really good area and, you know, to make an offer. So we made an offer with contingencies and we got, we hired the property inspector just to make sure we don't have any, you know, unexpected surprises. So, and then the property manager put the listing online. There was a lot of people interested in the property. So he did the screening. So the property rented probably in about three or four months, I believe. So it was fairly quickly. Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's great. And so how much is the passive income, would you say, is that?
So we made a cash offer in this one. So we paid, I believe, 10% to the property manager. And passive income, it's probably about $1,300 because I believe it rents for $1,495. Yes.
Whoa. In Akron?
Yes.
That's amazing. Good for you.
Thank you.
That's a ton of passive income. So are you paying cash for these?
Yes, because we refinance three of our properties. We refinance where we live. We refinance cash out this house where we live for, and we got $150,000. And then we also refinance cash out the other house that we have in Palmdale. And the other house that we have in Garner, North Carolina, refinanced cash out we took advantage when the interest rates were low at 3.25.
Smart.
So we cashed out on three of those. So we paid cash for the first property in Akron, Ohio, and also for the second one in Akron, Ohio.
That's awesome. And people might be thinking, well, she still has, you know, increased mortgage on those other ones. Well, we don't buy the next property unless it pays for the mortgage that we got and makes us more money. Correct?
Yes, correct.
Mm-hmm. Man, that's terrific. And you're just recycling your money. So now you have a couple properties that are free and clear that you could do the same thing over again.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. I'm thinking about looking into getting like a home equity line of credit or a business line of credit to have that cushion, you know, in case we need it like for repairs or, you know, try to purchase another property. Most of it possible purchasing by cash because it's faster. And
totally. And a lot of my students now, we're all talking about how 2023 and 24 and 25 is going to be one of the best times ever to invest in real estate. And so if you're not investing, you really should be. Now, also with that, though, you need to have access to capital. You need to have access to money to be able to buy the next property. So we've been talking a lot about business line of credit, a second property, or not second loans, but like if you have a rental property, getting a home equity line of credit on that property. So you have access. It's not like you have it in your pocket, but you have access to utilize it to buy the next property. So I'm really, really glad that you're doing that. So what's the next step for you to continually grow and scale the business? Because your goal is to get 10 more properties. What can you do right now? What are you doing right now to scale that up?
Well, currently right now, I'm searching properties also in Akron, Ohio. So I like the three properties there. So I emailed my my real estate agent. So we're going to see those properties tomorrow through FaceTime. So one of them, it seems like it was a really good property. So that one, they made an offer and it's already contingent. So she's not going to show us that one. So we'll see two properties tomorrow on those two and see if we like those. And then if we do like one of them, we'll make an offer with contingencies and then get a property inspector to inspect the property.
Now, you're 100% right in doing all that because you're having the experts do the work for you so that they are helping you make sure it's done right. Now, I love it. So I started investing back in 2006. You started investing in 1998, wasn't it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So
really young because my mom pushed me to buy the triplex. I didn't want to get it. I was engaged. So she's like, you have to buy a property. You're not going to rent. You have to buy a property and live in one of the apartments. So we did live on the first apartment. And that's why, but I was upset. I didn't want to buy it. I was like, I don't want that responsibility because I was too young. I was 21. So I'm like, I want to buy a brand new car. She's like, no, you have to buy a property. You're not going to get out of this house to rent in another place.
God bless your mom. Yes, yeah. Wow. That's brilliant. And then look at where you're at now. I mean, that's wisdom. Now, when in 1998, let alone 2006, there weren't podcasts. There weren't all this stuff out there. In fact, the only thing was like gurus that could charge thousands, like $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $100,000 to coach you. Now, tell me about the difference because I've seen it. 2006, there wasn't anything like, you know, the student community that we have, which has lots of students. We get on group coaching calls. We all encourage each other, help each other out. I'm coaching Charles and William. We're all coaching people. So before this, though, you're doing it all by yourself. It's really hard. But now we have hopefully other people around you. You have a community of people, coaches like Charles and myself and William. So talk to us about like what you saw before 1998, doing all your own, being scary, to now where you have a lot of backup around you.
Now I feel so, so fortunate. And there's so much information. I've learned so much from you and from Charles. And I just feel so fortunate that I'm asking the experts like you and you know, it makes me feel more, it gives me courage and it gives me confidence to, you know, invest out of state far away from where I live. Because back then we were just invest locally where we live, you know, in the same city or maybe an hour away. You know, the other property that we purchased back in, I believe it was 2009. You know, I went to an auction, but they were all in California. So that property was in Palmdale, California. So, you know, I kept bidding and bidding on the property. So we were able to get a loan on that property. And I was really young too. And I didn't know much about auctions. It's the first time I went to an auction. And then after, you know, a few years passed by, my husband's like, oh, I regret not purchasing another property. Cause it was another property in Apple Valley that sold for like $80,000. And now it's worth probably like $400,000. So I'm like, we were just scared and we were naive. You know, we were just scared that something bad might happen. So we didn't want to risk it too much.
I know what you mean. In fact, Apple Valley, when you said that, I was like, oh, that's literally where I was born. I was born in Apple Valley.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah, oh, I was. So. Oh, man. So this is so great. Now, any other lessons that you can share that as going through the process, obviously starting in 1998 all the way to now, is there any specific lesson that you said, man, I'm so glad I learned this and I wish I would know this beforehand?
Yeah, you know, like the one I mentioned, and also, you know, asking a lot of questions, especially getting property managers that are recommended and asking them a lot of questions and learning, you know, not taking someone's word for it, but doing the research and, you know, doing your due diligence and, you know, working with the numbers, making sure, you know, you're going to be able to pay your expenses, that you're going to have profit after, you know, just doing research and asking the experts, as always, like you, Dustin and Charles, and people that have, you know, invested in many properties.
That's great. I love it. So, Christina, it's so awesome to see you again. It's great always having you coming on the coaching calls. Now, I got to ask you a question. I don't remember. Are you coming to the Real Estate Wealth Builders Conference?
Yes. Yeah. Are you ready?
Yeah.
My airfare tickets and the hotel. Yeah, ready to go. Yeah.
So excited. So excited to finally meet you in person. And then everybody listening, we would love to hang out with you. I mean, this is literally just a community that I've tried to bring all of us together, just because it's so much better when we gather together to invest together and help each other out. So if you're listening and you want to come to RubeCon, Real Estate Wealth Builders Conference, it's going to be May in Phoenix. Use the promo code podcast. It'll give you 10% off your ticket. I just want to see you be there with us. You will realize when you're there how amazing it is to have other people around you that are sharing like-minded and also at the same time encouraging to build you up. So Christina, thank you so much for being on the show, giving us so much encouragement. Hopefully, everybody listening will realize, hey, Dustin and Christina, they're just like our next door neighbors. They're normal, regular, everyday people. I could do it too. So Christina, thank you so much for being on the show.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure, Dustin. Thank you for having me.
And that is it for today. Go ahead and get my free real estate investing course. Text the word rental to 33777, R-E-N-T-A-L to 33777. You can also join my Real Estate Wealth Builders group coaching. Get all my courses. All right, guys, we'll see you in the next show. See ya.